Hello, dear kids, and welcome to our podcast, Tracy's Kinderhelfen Kinder. And we were just thinking the first topic we should use for our new podcast is about mobbing or bullying. Yeah, there are two different words that mean the same. And I think this is a very, very important topic. And I think there are a lot of kids out there who suffer because of that. And this is why our discussion today will be about this topic. So my two students who will discuss with me are...
Hi, I'm Navdeep.
Hi, I'm Sukhman.
And if you are a victim of bullying, mobbing, don't hesitate to reach out. You are not alone. So maybe you saw something about me on Instagram. My name is Alexandra Becker and I am a teacher in Frankfurt. But I also started as a kid, you know, I wasn't born growing up. And when I was a student in high school, so from the ninth till 12th grade, I was also a victim of bullying. So I... talking to you out of my own experience.
Who is Alexandra Becker, the person behind the project?
So like I said before, I am a teacher in Frankfurt, Germany, but I'm originally from Romania, from Brasov, from the beautiful city of Brasov, which is in Transylvania. You know, probably heard about Dracula. This is what everybody knows about my city. So actually, Dracula's castle is just 10 minutes away, 10 kilometers away from my hometown. So he used to be my neighbor. But yes, joke besides, I've been living in Germany now for 17 years. I have been a teacher in Romania and I am a teacher now here in Frankfurt. And what I can say about me, I love everything that is beautiful. I love beautiful music. I love good movies. I love nature. I love animals. And I love reading. And I love photography.
Okay. So I want to ask you, like, on what topic you like to, like, reading? Like, what topic? Like, what kind of books?
Oh, as long as the book is good, I don't really have a favorite. I love horror. So I love Stephen King. He's my favorite author. Also because, you know, he's writing the horror about the horror which is in ourselves. So actually his idea is that the horror, the real horror comes from people, not from the supernatural. And I think his best characters are children who are being bullied. And I think his characters are so realistic just because he himself was a bullied boy when he was young.
So you also had the experience of bullying in your childhood?
Unfortunately, yes, I did. So till I was 14, I had a very happy childhood. I had a lot of friends, a lot of close friends, a lot of real friends. So we played a lot, we shared a lot of interests, we spent a lot of time outside together, you know, because I come from another century where we used to spend a lot of time outside. We didn't have any mobile phones or computers, so we spent a lot of time outside, and I really, really had great friends. And then at some point in Romania, you are changing schools when you're 14. So you're going from the primary to the secondary, so to the high school in the ninth grade. And in that summer, something happened that completely changed my whole life after that.
What happened in that summer?
Well, what happened is that I got sick. I got the diagnosis of cancer, which no one should get, and at least a 14-year-old kid. And that experience, the experience of being sick, changed my whole life. And not just being sick, but because I also changed schools, because in Romania, like I said before, you change schools after the eighth grade. I had completely new colleagues, classmates, and his classmates didn't know me from before. And I was bullied. I was really, really hard bullied by them because I was sick, because I had cancer, because I was going through chemotherapy and I lost my hair. And yeah, I was bullied because of that.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Yeah, that was really horrible, yes, fortunately.
I think it's really worst thing, and like, why are they like so mean? And that's so evil.
And what did they do?
Oh, where should I start? You know, so I was going through chemotherapy. That means that you lose hair. So it was at least like this 28 years ago when I did that. And I was wearing a cap, and sometimes they would just pull the cap out from my head. And sometimes, you know, because I was very weak, I just had a small bag. I couldn't carry all the books and all the notebooks. So I had only one notebook I used to write in, and yeah, I couldn't walk too much. And sometimes they would just say, Alexandra, don't run, your surgery would burst, and stuff like that.
How did you deal with it?
Oh, you know, at the beginning I tried to talk to them. I tried to find out why they're doing this, because yeah, I was a kid, I was 14 years old, I couldn't understand why they were doing that to me, because I haven't done anything to them. And at some point I just realized that's not going to change anything. They were not going to give me an answer, because they just didn't know why they were doing that. Probably for gaining attention, for being the stronger one, you know, the stronger ones against someone who is weaker than them. And children are children, teenagers are teenagers. And, you know, I also see this as a teacher. Children can be extremely evil to each other and mean to each other. And yeah, I also try to talk to them and to understand why they are doing this. And this is, yeah, the situation is like in nature. Many animals are the same, you know, when they feel like one of them is weaker, they are taking advantage of that. And you know, at some point I just left it the way it was, because I just realized that they will not stop and they will not change, no matter how much I talk to them or I try to make them understand that they are hurting me. And what I did, I just ignored them. And I listened to a lot of music. I had my earphones and I listened to music during the breaks, so I don't have to listen to them. And yeah, this is where music started, or actually continued to be my strength, to give me strength. I mean, it was the beginning when I was a child. I just loved music, and just for, yeah, just doing something and listening to music while doing that. When I was in hospital and when I was during chemotherapy, music also became more. It gave me strength to go through this very difficult period and to survive. And during high school and the period I was bullied, it was also the thing that gave me strength and helped me survive the bullying, which is also a very, very difficult thing.
Is there any specific music that you were listening during the time?
Yeah, it was the music I was listening since I was 10 years old, Kelly Family. It was also one of the motives I was bullied as well. Also because I was a Kelly Family fan. And I also listened to ABBA, which was also not cool, and to Ace of Base. So these were the three bands that I used to listen to, but not only to them. I also used to listen to Radio Brasov. There was very, very popular radio station in my town at that time. So this is what I listened to, and this was also why I was bullied as well. So I wasn't bullied just because I was sick and didn't have any hair. I was also bullied for the music I was listening to and gave me strength.
Wow, you were bullied because you were listening to the same music that inspired you in doing this project.
Yes, exactly. That is a kind of irony of it, isn't it? If you think about it, like 28 years ago, I was bullied for listening to Kelly Family. And now the same Kelly Family, so someone from them, like Michael Patrick, inspired me in doing this project, not just inspiring me, but he's also supporting us. So yeah, that's the kind of irony of all this, isn't it? And on the other side, this is why it feels for me like a circle closing. And also thinking that, well, all the pain that I suffered from bullying back then, it just didn't make me an horrible person. Actually, I could change that pain and suffering into hope. This is what I'm trying to do right now with you and with this podcast. No matter how hard you are suffering, no matter how hard people made you suffer, you don't have to become like them, you know? You can use this suffering and transform it into something beautiful, into something better, like I did with transforming it into hope for children. Because I've been through this and I understand you. I understand how it feels like to be bullied, how it feels like to feel lonely and to think that there's nobody there listening to you and that you're all alone, or to think that you did something wrong and this is the reason you are being bullied. No, you didn't do anything wrong. It's just the others, you know, they are just bullies. Actually, they are weak persons, you know, because if you are a strong person, you have something else to do, you know. You just don't do bad things to weaker persons, you know.
Were you all alone, and was there anything else that gave you strength besides music?
Fortunately, I was not all alone, you know. So classmates, okay, they were evil, they were mean, but I had a very good bunk colleague. So my colleague, she was also bullied like me. So we found each other, let's say. And I also found some other girls from other classrooms who are also being bullied in their own classrooms. So, you know, what I learned from my experience is that life will always bring similar people together, and that you are actually never alone, even when you are maybe for a short period of time, but you have to keep your eyes and your heart open, and there will always be someone similar to you who will help you. So no, I was not completely alone, and I still have these friends in my life even now after more than 30 years, and I'm very, very grateful for them still being in my life. And yeah, what else gave me strength besides music? Reading helped me a lot, because, you know, reading helps you just reading, forgetting about the real world, going through this world in the books. I really loved it. And yeah, my animals, back then I also had parakeets and a cat. So yeah, this is what was also giving me strength. And of course, my family. And also my faith. I also used to pray a lot. That also suited my heart a little bit. Okay, so that was my experience. What about you, Navdeep? Have you experienced bullying? Have you been bullied?
No, I never experienced that.
Oh, then you are a lucky one. Thanks God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what about you, Supman?
I have never experienced bully, but there was a girl in our class. We was like, when we were in intensive class, there was a girl. She was also from India, and we are also from India. She got bullied because of her skin color, and she was smart. That's
yeah.
Also.
I think that was the main reason why she was bullied, because she was the smartest one in the class, and the other girl that was bullying her couldn't accept the fact that she was very smart. Yeah. And I think the skin color was just a side. Yes. And yeah, what do you think about this?
I think it's really bad. I will always love to help who is like bullied. And I will never love to see someone got bullied, or I will never bully someone.
Yeah, you know what the problem is? I saw this from the beginning, and I always tried to get in between. I tried to talk to the girl who was bullying the other girl from India. But just it doesn't matter, you know, if the child that is being bullied tries to talk to the bullies, or if a growing up a teacher tries to do that, they will not listen. So when it was really, really bad, I mean, she made some racist comments about her. So she was expelled for 2 weeks. And, you know, she didn't understand a thing. When she came back, she was like, but she's not white. And I said, yeah, okay, you didn't understand a thing. So the most important thing is that you talk to someone. I mean, if you are being bullied, when I was bullied back in the day, you know, I didn't tell anyone because I thought it was my mistake. I was doing something bad and I was ashamed. Now I know it was not the case, and it is very, very important to tell someone. If you are in the school, tell a teacher. You know, I never told anyone, and no teacher did anything for me. But today we have more awareness about bullying, so please, if you see someone as being bullied, or if you are yourself being bullied, please talk to someone. Because, you know, this kind of bullying, especially if it happens on a daily basis, it can leave really bad, bad scars, you know. And these scars on our souls are the worst kind, because you cannot see them from outside. And they keep hurting, you know. And I see it's been a long time since I was bullied, but it still hurts now when I'm thinking about it. Those cars are still there, and I don't think anyone could remove them, you know? So this is very important to be supportive. If you see someone being bullied, talk to them, show them that you are not alone, and also please talk to a growing up. Doesn't matter if it's a teacher, if it's a parent, a neighbor, an older sibling, something. What do you do, Sukman?
I would support them. I will always, who are like bullies, I will always say them, why are you doing that? If you do that again, I'm going to principal.
Okay, yeah, that's a very good argument. Just threaten them. Fortunately, in most cases, this is the only thing that works. Yeah.
And yeah.
And what about you, Navdeep? What do you think? What can we do against it?
I will also do the same as Sukman, and I think we shouldn't be afraid of them. Yeah.
Okay, so that's about it from us. From now, if you feel the need to talk, just leave us a message. Tell us what you think. Tell us if there's something more that needs to be addressed, and or if we just need to talk to someone. Don't forget, you are not alone. Yeah, there are also thousands of people out there, thousands of children out there that are going through the same things as you do. So you are not alone, and keep on fighting. Be brave, and you are not alone. Just reach out if you need help. Take care. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.